The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Starr was recently on Jimmy Kimmel Live, and he was promoting his new record.
For those that don't know, Ringo Starr used to be the drummer of the Beatles.
The Beatles. Yeah. And while he was there, he made this pretty shocking admission, Steve.
I've never had a pizza. Never had a pizza.
Wow.
We had all those people in the back go, what? Or a curry.
Why are people more shocked about the curry?
That's weird.
It took me forever before I think I was like maybe in my late 30s before I ever had any kind of curry.
But pizza, that's a staple.
Yeah.
It's crazy, you know.
Well, I'm allergic to several items.
He's
allergic to pizza?
Well, maybe
make
he got
the
like
adjustments.
A, does he have a gluten situation or a dairy situation?
Dairy-free, gluten-free. Your problem is solved. And nobody's... Is anyone ever allergic to pizza sauce?
God, I hope not. That would be awful.
Tomatoes?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Tomato-free tomato sauce?
Or, you know, olive base.
Yeah, you can go barbecue sauce.
Or pesto.
This guy's full of excuses, and we have all the answers.
You don't know what they're putting in it half the time. Oh, the curry. So, I'm pretty strict with myself because it makes me ill immediately.
Wow. I used to think you had the greatest life, and now I realize.
I think we could all agree. We all are living a better life than Ringo Starr.
That's bananas, though.
I mean,
is there a food that you have never had or like one that you didn't try till way later in life?
I mean, Indian food, curry and all that kind of stuff, that took me forever. Honestly, even sushi, it wasn't until I moved out here and I was a little bit older where I was like, let me try it. And my first time I tried sushi, I thought it was the nastiest thing ever.
What? Really?
Yeah, because I tried to like bite it. Oh. And I didn't realize, like, the seaweed, everything was, like, kind of falling apart. I'm like, this is just not a fun experience. And then it took going to QFC and getting one of those California rolls. I'm like, let me try this again. And I loved it. And I know I was obsessed with California rolls. And then eventually I started working my way up the chain.
That was the gateway.
It
the
was.
California roll at the grocery store.
Yeah. Oh, God. Somebody said, well, Taryn, of course, never tried a Big Mac up until recently. And then there's the Whopper.
The Whopper's next on my list.
Yeah.
So I guess maybe next week will be my week to try the Whopper.
But I mean, also, like, is there anything that, like, it doesn't even have to be food, like, stuff that you've never tried that people are, like, shocked that you've never done?
I think sometimes when people find out I have gone bungee jumping but not skydiving, they think that's weird. They feel like skydiving should be the first.
Yeah, I think if I was going to pick one of the two, I think I might skydive before I bungee jumped.
See, I always felt like the bungee jump was the right move, but what do I know? I've never skydove. Skydived.
Skydiven is the proper word. Jeez. Both of mine involve white powder.
Oh,
what?
I've never skied, and I've never enjoyed the booger sugar.
Oh, you're really missing out, Steve.
Which one? Skiing?
Skiing, okay, of course. Good, yeah. Come on.
I've snowboarded. I've never done like the full... I'm so scared of my legs going in different directions. And then I'm like on the news for a man who just like, I don't know. I tried cross-country skiing, which I don't feel like
that's
it's the same.
Work.
It's a lot of work. And then there was like a little hill. And that's when I realized, yeah, skiing is definitely not going to be something in my cards.
I would pay to watch that. I really would.
I was going down and I'm looking at my, I'm like, babe, and we were going with a couple of our friends and we're all having a good time. It's in Leavenworth. I'm like, I got this. Tumbled over.
Oh, no.
Broke the ski.
No.
It broke off of the boot. And then I had to like, and then, you know, the rest of our crew, like, we're like on like a traily thing. And they're all like, well, deuces. Like, and I'm like just walking with this broken ski. And I had to go to the ski rental place and be like, I'm so sorry, whatever I owe. And they're like, it's fine. Like, these things are old. It's cool.
You signed a waiver.
Right. You don't owe anything. I'm like, yes, good. Oh, I really didn't want to pay for it. I didn't even want to do this.